Well, it looks like both the NAACP and the Tea Party are fighting over who gets to write the history of the 2010 political landscape in the United States. NAACP President Benjamin Jealous yesterday said Tea Party members should strive to become an all-inclusive political party.
We ask that they embrace the diversity and social complexities of the 21st century and firmly break with the old patterns of racism and bigotry of the 20th century.
You may remember that the NAACP accused Tea Party members of the Tea Party of including racists among their group. Tea Party denied it. Now the Civil Rights Organization has released a report that renews these accusations. It says the Tea Party has given platform to anti-Semites, racists, and bigots. And again, Tea Partiers dispute that claim. Here with details, we have Kate Zernike, national correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, and author of Boiling Mad: Inside the Tea Party. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us, David Webb, founder of Tea Party 365. Hi, David.
Good morning.
Well, Kate, let me get to you first and get more details about this report that the NAACP has issued. How are they measuring? What evidence are they giving that the Tea Party includes people who are racist?
So this report was written by a group that studies sort of white supremacist, white nationalist movements, and anti-Semitic movements, and tries to mobilize against them. So what they did was they looked at what they called six national Tea Party organizations, and they looked, you know, they interviewed Tea Party supporters, and they looked at signs, they looked at speeches from Tea Party people, and they concluded that there was Tea Party racism, that there was racism in the signs and the language, and they found that five out of the six of these, the leaders of five out of six of these groups, had raised questions about the president's birth certificate, which they feel is a proxy for making him, you know, an other, a foreigner, illegitimate, and certainly, you know, that's predicated on race. Now, one of the problems with this is you know, the groups they looked at, these six national groups, a lot of them are actually better described as websites or social media networks where Tea Partiers, among other conservatives, go and share comments. And so there are, you know, there are offensive comments made there. It's unclear whether you can blame those all on Tea Party supporters.
But also, to be fair, the NAACP is not saying the Tea Party itself is racist.
Exactly, they feel that was they were mischaracterized for having said that in July when they passed a resolution calling on the Tea Party to repudiate racism in their in its ranks. So that you're right, they're absolutely saying the vast majority of Tea Party supporters are well-meaning and, you know, are not in this as a, you know, are not in this because of race. But at the same time, they're saying when we see this, we need to root it out.
Okay. Well, David Webb, let me go to you. You're actually a conservative commentator. You've read the NAACP report, correct?
Yes, I have. I have it here with me.
What did you think of the evidence it included?
What I think of the NAACP report pretty much is nothing. Just what they've done is they found a few, literally, not several, a few instances where there are extreme elements out there, non-existent. One is a website which hasn't even got a domain, anything but a domain park there. And they've decided to pin this on the movement. And what this is about, this is not about whether there is an issue of racism in the United States. I mean, if they really want to investigate racism, start with Eric Holder's Justice Department and the new Black Panther Party. What they're doing is they have decided to play the race card to keep the black vote in line. They have lied in the past. They are out there looking for anything that keeps blacks where they need them to vote for the president.
Okay, you're saying that they're trying to manipulate black voters in order to get Democratic wins. But let me ask you something. Regardless of whether it was a domain name or what the establishment of the group was, if you had a Democratic site that had the word Democratic Party on it, that was including racist comments about anybody, Muslims, whites, anyone at all, don't you think that conservatives would ask the Democratic Party to speak out against that?
Yeah, and anyone who has come out, Dale Robertson, the only clearly identified racist that ever showed up and said he was attached to a Tea Party, was denounced, thrown out, asked to leave, whatever you want to call it, well over a year ago. What the NAACP is doing for the past 40 years, the NAACP has been in the business of building walls around the black community for the Democrats. And now they're faced with a situation where even within the black community, they're questioning not just the NAACP, but these liberal Democrat policies that have frankly kept them living there for 40 years with failed promises. And Ben Jealous is disingenuous. I went up against him when he first did this. He provided no proof. I caught them in a lie, and it was a lie, in their own press release. He identified someone on national TV who countered what he said about that person. So his credibility is shot.
All right. Speaking of credibility, David Webb, do you know when the Boston Tea Party was? Just asking historical questions this hour.
Well, I don't have the date in my head right now.
Do you know what it was about?
Yeah, I do know what it was about, but we're talking about the Tea Parties now, which is a movement.
We're talking
about
history. We're talking about history and knowing the actual history versus the spin of the history.
The actual Tea Party movement, yeah. This is not about the Boston Tea Party, so skip that specious argument.
Aren't you guys I'm sorry, but really quick, I'm going to let you go on, but isn't the Tea Party named after the Boston Tea Party?
The Tea Party's named because Rick Santelli stood up on the Chicago floor and said, what we need is a Tea Party. It was not named specifically for the Boston Tea Party.
That's absurd. That's completely absurd.
Rick Santelli was talking about the Boston Tea Party.
If there wasn't a Boston Tea Party, Rick Santelli would have been said.
He would have used another name. He would have used another name. You're trying to distract from the issue we're talking about. You want to talk about the issue, then let me quote you what the issue's about. Ben Jealous and the NAACP, in their press release, said, this was 2 months ago, last night after my speech, I was approached by an African-American member of the NAACP and the Tea Party. He thanked me for speaking out because he has begun to feel uncomfortable in the Tea Party and wants to ensure there will always be space for him in both organizations. He referenced that gentleman on Larry King Live with me as Chris. I asked him for a meeting with Chris. This is what Chris actually said. Chris identified himself and went public. He says to Ben, I thank you for the speech, but not all Tea Parties are racist. We have blacks and Latinos in leadership, and when we see anyone who tries to bring hate in, we're quick to get them out. We want the NAACP to help us keep racists out. What the NAACP is doing right now is they are in the race-baiting game. I'm black, but yet I'm called an Uncle Tom. I'm called someone who has Stockholm Syndrome because I don't fit into the neat little box that they put out there. And for anyone to go out and paint a movement that is not only agreed upon by about 70% of Americans in principles, even if they're not part of a Tea Party, which means millions of Americans agree with the principles of getting government and our country back on track.
All right, well, we're going to continue this conversation in just a moment. That's David Webb, a conservative talk radio host, and we have Kate Zernike with us, national correspondent for The New York Times. We will continue this conversation in just a moment. Let's continue this conversation we're having about this feud, you could call it, between the NAACP and the Tea Party. We have David Webb with us, a conservative talk radio host and co-founder of Tea Party 365. Also, Kate Zernike, national correspondent for a partner, The New York Times, and author of Boiling Mad, Inside Tea Party America. I should say that we have reached out to Ben Jealous for his response to this conversation we're having, and hopefully we'll hear from him soon. Kate, I wanted to go back to you. You probably heard David Webb saying that the only proven, and pardon me if I'm not saying the exact wording, but the only proven instance of racism among the Tea Party, among a leader of the Tea Party, was Robertson, and that he was soundly scolded by other leaders in the Tea Party. Do you think that this report that comes out from the NAACP offers any kind of solid evidence of other instances of racism?
Well, it talks about other, it talks about Mark Williams, who was a leader of the Tea Party Express, who again is someone who made some offensive comments and was asked to resign. So, and they applaud the Tea Party for doing that, but they also point to other signs. They point to the fact that the questions about the birth certificate that have been raised on a bunch of these websites. But look, I think the important thing to draw here is again, the NAACP is not saying the Tea Party is racist. The NAACP is saying there are instances of racism here. They, of course, recall. I think one thing they express regret about is there was a rally on Capitol Hill in March against the health care legislation, and some black congressmen accused Tea Party members, Tea Party supporters, of shouting racial epithets at them. Tea Party leaders said this simply didn't happen. They said there's no video proof. This absolutely did not happen. So I think that's the kind of thing they're regretting. They're saying, look, when you see it, just call it out. We're not saying all of you are racists.
Okay, so David Webb, let me ask you that.
Challenged. The CBC, the NAACP, and others, there was a $100,000 reward, and a donation to the United Negro College Fund put up with 15 with accusations of the N-word being hurled 15 times over that many people in that loud an atmosphere, no video, and hundreds of videos were reviewed. The one video that we asked for was being filmed by the CBC for this. They refused to provide it. If it exists, we'll denounce it. But this is to the gentleman who was talking a minute ago. Can you imagine if I said to you, when did you stop beating your wife? Now you have to defend yourself against a negative. The NAACP is calling the Tea Party's racist. This false twist of words that says, well, it's just a few people, but the rest of them, they're okay, they're nice people. This is the game that the race baiters have been playing for years, and they have provided no proof when it came to the CBC, but they throw it out there to use it, and believe me, if the Democrats, let's use a little logic for all of us here, if this existed, don't you think they would play this tape over and over and over again? It would exist. I've been in the media for 25 years.
Yeah.
If this existed, this would have been a media story of magnanimous proportions.
Okay, well, David Webb is a conservative talk radio host, co-founder of Tea Party 365. Obviously, we are still awaiting response from Benjamin Jellis, the president of the NAACP. We also heard from Kate Zernike, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, author of Boiling Mad, Inside Tea Party America. Boy, if ever you needed an example of history being fought over and retold and shaped and in some ways manipulated by different groups for different agendas. Here
1773, by the way.
Was the Boston Tea Party.
Yes.
Thank
December.
You. Kenneth Davis, our historian, riding along.
Over we taxes?
Yes, indeed.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.